Book critic John Leonard has a review of The Ark Sakura, a new novel by Kobo Abe, one of Japan's preeminent authors. It deals with subjects both surreal and subterranean.
When I met Kobo Abe 6 years ago in Japan, he was blocked. In Japan, his novels were considered too Western, even Woman in the Dunes, and especially The Ruined Map. In the West, we seem to prefer our Japanese fiction exotic and cute, with haiku and foot fetishes like Kawabata, or bloody-minded and pornographic like Mishima. And 100 Years of Solitude had just been translated into Japanese. Gabriel Garcia Marquez was exactly Abe's age, and so much his superior that Abe couldn't write another word on his new novel about nuclear war. The day after this meeting, Marquez won a Nobel Prize. I was frantic, knowing what Japanese writers do when they're depressed. Kawabata took gas, Mishima fell on a sword. I called Abe's wife. He was happily, surprisingly, back at work. She explained, Garcia Marquez has joined the company of the immortals. Abe is no longer in competition with him. The Ark Sakura is the anti-utopian novel Abe went back to work on, a weird and wonderful Karl Marx Brothers comedy in which everything that can go wrong, socially and politically, promptly does so. Meet Pig, who calls himself Mole. He's a shy, fat, idealistic, and sexually frustrated genius. He lives underground, in a rock quarry, in a network of abandoned mines, quote, so full of tunnels and caves, it's like being in the middle of a gigantic trumpet. Pig's fixed up this underground as a nuclear bomb shelter, a Noah's Ark against the end of history. He is invaded by his gangster father, by a con man and two shills, called Sakuras, who have their own reasons for hiding from society, by a broom brigade of old men who sing war songs as they sweep the city streets at night, and by a dozen Japanese junior high school girls pursued by everybody else through Pig's caverns for sinister sexual purposes. While most of this is going on, Pig is stuck in a sort of cosmic toilet that flushes dead bodies and toxic wastes out to sea. With one foot in the purifying void, he has a lot to think about. Obviously, we are deep in meanings. Westerners will read the Ark as a spaceship Earth, a Jungian cave, a Borges labyrinth, an upside-down Egyptian pyramid, even a People's Republic. Orientals will have an entirely different set of symbolic references. Japanese cities, for instance, have always had a garbage problem. Fun is also being made of Mishima. The underground recapitulates in farce above-ground histories of religion, political science, Oedipal rage, and human sacrifice. The old hate the young. Artists are con men, and even whales commit suicide. Pig's problem, and ours, is how to escape being what Abe calls a clock bug, a perpetual motion insect that thrives on a diet of its own feces, circling always to face the sun, eating as it eliminates. Clearly, Abe's borrowed his pig from Orwell's Animal Farm, and the Ark Sakura is his slapstick 1984. And reading Garcia Marquez was good for him. Somehow, as if by magical realism, he's learned to loosen up and laugh at the clock bugs, all of us whose only history is our own appetite. Burrowing underground, we eat ourselves to death.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine and is a columnist for New York Newsday. He reviewed The Ark Sakura by Kobo Abe.